Welcome to another week of embarking on a beautiful journey of experiencing His nearness. As we prepare our heart, mind and spirit to receive fresh manna this day, let our lives be filled with the truth of God's word, and may the Lord bless you to live your life in its fullness.
Can we go to Romans chapter 8 verse 34? Do you have your Bibles with you? If not, we have LED screen, so you can look at the screen and read with me. So, you know, I'll tell you a story before that. There are a set of people who go to watch an IPL match, and they're a very big Dhoni fan. And they're starting from the first ball, he walks to the crease, they start shouting, "Ooh, ooh, Dhoni." But the same people come to church. And you'll be so quiet, you know. Church should be the place where you should be like one word when you read one word. You'll be like, "Ah, yes, that's for me. Amen. Hallelujah. I receive it." But you'll be like, I was not talking about you. Some people. I know there's no Dhoni fans here, so. But we are Jesus fans here, right? You're free to make noise. You're free to celebrate. You don't have to sit quiet and listen. You want to jump, don't throw anything on me, but do something like this, jump, whistle. Please feel free to do. Can we read Romans chapter 8 verse 34? The Bible says, "Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us." Jesus Christ is the one who died. Our focus is more than that. Who was raised. You know, the Friday we heard during a Good Friday service that Jesus died for us. But we're going to learn more than that, where this Jesus not only died, but he rose again. So it is not that I'm here to tell you that, hey, not only Jesus died for you and me, he's also a living God. He is a living God. I want you to go to John chapter 2 verse 13 and 14. The Bible says, "The Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found those who were selling oxen and sheep and pigeon, and the money changers sitting there." Here is a Passover week happening, and Jesus walks into the temple, and here is a sight where people have turned the house of God into a marketplace. They have turned the place which was not supposed to be. Sometimes this happens in our lives. Sometimes we make things in such a way we are not supposed to. You know, especially, you know, the temple of God, even our body is the temple of God. You know, sometimes we know that we are supposed to take care of it, and we just say, "It's okay. Let me." So I was reading an article back in like 1960s, I think. So I think before that, people used to if you have to be known rich, you have to be too healthy. That means you have to, I don't want to, you know, sound, you know, you have to look very massive. You know why? Because back then there was no food to eat, right? There was no proper food to eat. So if you have to join a rich people club, you need to look very healthy. But now we are in a generation, we have to look so chiseled, right? you know, to be like crafted every angle, you know. You need to look chisel. It is very important for us to understand how we are taking care of the house of God. Because here Jesus sees that these people are stealing from people, these people are manipulating people, and they are destroying his temple. If you continue to read in verse 15, and making a whip of cord, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and oxen, and he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. Jesus got really upset with them. Jesus is like, hey, this is not how this is supposed to be. You know, sometimes can we allow the Lord to change certain things which is not in order in our life? Sometimes we don't allow the Lord to do work in certain areas of our life which looks messed, and we feel, okay, even Jesus is not able to see what I'm doing, but Jesus knows everything that we are doing. There will be parts of our life that we try to hide it, but today, can we allow the Lord? Allow the Lord, even if it may be a little hard. Allow the Lord to change. Okay, Lord, this is me, Lord. You turn it around. I know that there are certain things which was not supposed to happen in this temple or in this house. Lord, I am giving you complete access. Can you take over? This is what the Bible says. And when you continue to read, you see in verse 16, he told those who sold the pigeons, take these things away. Do not make my father's house a house of trade. Ah. Do not make my father's house a house of trade. It is not only referring to the house of God, it's also referring to our body. It is also referring to our life. Sometimes we forget that we host the presence of God. His presence dwells in us. And this is a time and a season for us to examine if there is anything of such where I'm making Jesus fail, Jesus' face, which was smiling, upset, to say that, hey, okay, this is the temple. Do not make my father's house a house of trade. If you are not hosting God's presence, you're turning your temple into a marketplace. In this season, you're called to host his presence. We are not going to make our lives as a place, a marketplace. Continue to read. In John chapter 2, verse 17, his disciple remembered that it was written, zeal for your house will consume you. I pray that everybody here, your zeal for the house of God, your zeal for the kingdom will consume you. More than taking care of yourself, more than your business, more than anything that you're gonna do, you're gonna have zeal for his kingdom. You're gonna have zeal for his house in Jesus' name. His disciples remembered this. Remember that it was written, zeal for your house will consume you. And verse 18, so the Jews said to him, what signs do you show us for doing these things? You see two group of people. Here is disciples and also Pharisees. Disciples remembered what Jesus has already said. And Pharisees wants to know, okay, he's making this statement, what miracle that you can do? How can you prove what you are saying? So Jewish leaders, they want to see a miracle that need to happen. So now is an important text. I want you to focus on this next scripture. That is John chapter 2, verse 19, 20, 21, and 22. Can we read it together? Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. Here is Jewish people putting a challenge, you know. Tell me, what can you do? Sometimes even your faith can be tested like that. Sometimes there will be people around you asking, "Hey, you've been serving God, you've been believing this Jesus for years now, but your life still looks the same. You know, I don't see any great changes." It will be a season where your faith will be tested, where your dependence on God will be tested, where people start to question things, and I pray that prayer won't be in a phase that you doubt what God really is doing in your life. I believe in this season that you will not allow doubt to overtake. You may have a lot of noise surrounding you. You may have a lot of people that is trying to bombard with a lot of things, saying that you are, you know, it's a normal word that we hear, you're good for nothing. You know, how long you have not studied, tell me what degree. You don't have that degree, you're not qualified to do this. You know, your current business looks very small and you're aiming for a big thing. That is the enemy's plan, to bring doubt in your mind. They want to challenge you to know if you will again deny your God and walk away from Him. Here is what you see. Even they did the same thing. They're just giving an open challenge to Jesus, asking, "Hey, now I want to see a miracle. That if you can, if you are saying this, we want to see a miracle." And after that, Jesus left with his disciples. So I'm here to tell you, it is not enough for us to preach about the death or crucifixion of Jesus. It is also important to preach about the resurrection, or the living God who still lives. Acts chapter 4, verse 33. The apostles testified powerfully to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and God's great blessing was upon them all. The apostles testified powerfully to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and what? God's great blessing was upon them. May God's great blessing be upon you. That blessing may be different for, you know, you, for some it can be a healing, for few it can be a financial breakthrough, or few you can define, but let there be a great blessing that come over your life today. I declare that in Jesus' name, let there be a great blessing. A great blessing over your health. A great blessing over your marriage. A great blessing over your ministry. A great blessing over your studies. In Jesus' name, I receive. Acts chapter 4, verse 2. These leaders were very disturbed that Peter and John were teaching the people that through Jesus there is a resurrection of the dead. Why I said this, since you said amen to the blessing, with blessing there comes persecution. Imagine God blesses you with a Lamborghini. Till yesterday you were driving a Maruti Swift. People with this guy is doing some black money, prints note at home. You know? But they don't know that there is a great blessing that has located you. They will not understand your life. They'll be like, I know this guy's salary may be around 75,000. What is this guy living in a 7 BHK house? Look, this guy is doing something. I see some white color powder packing in their house. I'm talking about rice powder. You know? There will be persecution. There will be people who want to know what actually this guy is doing. There will be people who really want to dig in to understand. They won't be happy to know how you're blessed. They won't be happy how you're changing, you're transforming. That's what it says. These leaders were very disturbed. Turn to your neighbor and say, there will be people who will be very disturbed to see the blessing that is coming over you. I see few saints who say, okay, no, that is not. It's okay, no problem. You believe that, no. There's going to be a great blessing that is going to come upon you. That people will be jealous of. So if you say amen to be blessed, be ready for some criticism. Be ready for a few people to take you out of their group. Next day they will say, hey, wo to bada ban gaya. Pura turn. Kal to pura tuta batte pehnta tha, abhi full jing chak. Sorry for my all African brothers and everybody around. You with me? I see many are just staring at me. But I know, let the word take time and minister to you. Because in this season, your blessing is just going to overflow. In this season, blessing is just going to overflow. So it's okay. People may not be comfortable. That's totally fine. But we are heading into a new direction altogether. Acts 24 verse 21. Except for the one time I shouted out, I am a trial before you today because I believe in the resurrection of the dead. Because why I said this, said everything because we believe in resurrection. Because my God knows how to bring every dead things back to life. My God knows how the loans that you took, even you try to help somebody, but again you were in trouble, but my God knows how to clear that loan. Because I believe in resurrection. Because you know that this sickness is not normal, but I still know that my God is capable to give me new life. You know that you lost a job and that is in your peak time. You got a new car and you're thinking that I'm going to clear, because of this much amount of salary, I can pay monthly EMI and, get this car. All of a sudden, dumb. But I'm not here to tell you that, that is dead and the way God is not going to open a new way. I'm here to tell you God is going to open a new door. God is going to give you more than what you require. Because why? Because we believe in a Jesus. He not only died, but because we believe in the resurrection. Are you with me? Are you learning something today? I believe in the resurrection of the dead. Today there will be an immense amount of boldness that is going to rest over you. In this season, you will be bold like a lion. In the season that every giant that you see in front of you, you will just say, hey, chale jao. Time nahi hai. This is not a time for me to be scared of. I'm not going to be scared of the reports that is coming in front of me because I believe in resurrection. I believe in things that will turn around. You know, in one of our interesting characters in the Bible is Gideon. You know, Gideon had all the reasons to hide, right? You see his family members have been killed. You see things have been stolen from him. But I always amazed to know how God calls him a mighty man. So there is the Spirit of God within you. The Spirit of God is within you. So in this season, take step of faith. When you try to hide, when you try to be in a place that, okay, I'm not going to take a next step. You say that just fear is just overtaking you because of your life situations, because of what is happening around you. You have to learn to do entirely opposite with what you see. I'm here to tell you, there is a spirit of boldness that is coming upon you. Come on, can you believe it over your life and say, yes, I receive the spirit of boldness. I receive the spirit of boldness. Because 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 14 says, and if Christ has not been raised, then all our preaching is useless and your faith is... Why are we preaching this? You with me? If Christ has not been raised, then all our preaching is useless and your faith is useless. You know, there will be many, many teachings of different ideologies around. There is none who raised from the dead. There's only one God that we preach, that we talk about. He rose. He lives. So our preaching is not useless. Yes? So our preaching about this wonderful God is not useless. Romans chapter 8 verse 10 and 11. And Christ lives within me. So even though your body will die because of sin, the Spirit gives you life because you have been made right with God. The next verse, I want you to read it. Read it with me together. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in. Can you declare it over your life? The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in me. Come on, can you declare it one more time? Louder. Come on. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus lives in me. Tell it to your neighbor. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. Turn to the other neighbor and declare it over their life. Come on. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, He will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living within you. This is a season of power. In this season, you will understand what is within you. You don't need somebody to come and beat you and tell you, hey. You will start sensing and understanding, hey, okay, what is actually within me? Because the Spirit of God who raised Christ from the dead is within me. If Jesus was not resurrected, then Holy Spirit would not have being within us. Am I right? If Jesus was not risen, then would not have the Holy Spirit within us. I want you to look at things which looks very impossible for you. You can just imagine. You can close your eyes, or you, if you want to just look at me. But I want you to imagine things that looks impossible. And can you declare and say, the resurrection power of Jesus is going to change this impossible things to possible. Today is the day I want you to confess. I want you to confess and believe. Look, even if it is marriage, even if it is things that is, you're praying for an individual and things not turning around. But today, come on, declare. Because this is a season of things going to turn around. Things are going to turn around. Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 and 11. If you want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead, I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death, so that one way or another I will experience the resurrection from the dead. There have been an area that you have to die to yourself to allow the Lord to take over. Sometimes we'll be full of ourselves. We'll ask the Lord, I want more and more and more and more of you. But actually it will be, I want more and more of me. The more of me. I'm saying it wrong, right? In this, when the Spirit of God have to take over, there'll be things that we have to die. Sometimes it can be your comfort. Sometimes God has already told you, Beta, go do this. But you'll be like, God, give me one more day, Lord. I look unqualified for this. It looks like it is going to be very hard for me. Because it's so difficult. Because I am amplified. Me is amplified. Where I'm not ready to allow God to work. My ideologies are ahead. You know, there was a season how there was a part of me was so much of me. But the way every time God will send someone or the other man of God to, you know, remind me about it, but still outside I'm asking, Lord, give me more of you. But inside I know I'm already filled more of myself. But the way God took me out and made me realize, it took a long time. I literally took 3 years to understand that it was me. Now you have an Instagram reel of an individual talking about me, right? Thank God nobody understood. I was just filled with me. But this is a season that God will expose things that you need to surrender. God will expose things that you have to bring it to the altar. Because the Spirit of God is going to take over. The Spirit of God is going to have dominion. And you will see how every impossible thing turns. As we read the last scripture, because the Spirit of God who raised Christ Jesus from the dead lives within me. John chapter 14 verse 15 to 20. Can you read it with me? These are commandments for people who said, I love Jesus. If you love me, obey my commandments. And I will ask the Father and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him. Are you reading with me? Because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him, but you know him because he lives within you now, and later you will be in. Now I will not abandon you as an orphan. This is for few people who feel that you don't have anybody. God is promising you that you are not an orphan. You don't have to feel that you don't have anybody. He has given you an assurance that I will not leave you, and I'm giving you Holy Spirit to lead you, that He will never leave you. I will come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Since I live, you also will live. When I'm raised to life again, you will know that I, that is Jesus, am in my Father, and you are in me, that is Jesus, and I, Holy Spirit, am in you. So the Holy Spirit is... I didn't hear you. The Holy Spirit is inside of me. John chapter 14 verse 21. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them. And I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. The season, be ready for you to encounter Jesus, where He's going to reveal Himself to you. This is more than you asking for a blessing. This is more than you asking for a breakthrough, where He says that He is going to reveal Himself to you. But as we read in the previous verse, we know that we have the Holy Spirit. We know that we are not orphans. We know that He is with us. The Spirit of God is with us. And He's also giving you an assurance that you will see Jesus. That I will love them and reveal myself to each one of them. It didn't say only a few. It said each one of them. So there is a fresh revelation of Jesus that is coming to you. There's a fresh revelation of Jesus that is coming to each one of us. Can you ask the Lord, I want that fresh revelation of you. Lord, I need a fresh revelation of who you are. Lord, I also need a fresh revelation of who I am. Come on. God is going to resurrect certain broken dreams that you know it is shattered, but I see the Lord resurrecting certain broken dreams today. Rekaba shalom. Every broken dreams come back to life. Every broken family, Lord, let there be reunion. Lord, everything that enemy tried to take me away from you, Lord, in this season, I will come back. I will come back to my Father's house. You know, in 2 Kings chapter 6, it is Elijah and his sons, they are building near the river, and they're using an axe, and this axe fell into the water. Okay, and this, the sons are like freaking out, oh, this is the tool that I borrowed from someone, and now it is gone. As I said before, you borrowed from somebody to help somebody. But you read the scripture later, you see, just to get that axe, Elisha will throw a wood into the water, and they get back the axe. So similarly, Jesus gave Himself so that your sins are washed, that you have a new life, that you have one more new opportunity. In this season, whatever was broken and shattered, whatever that it had to be, the amount of sin where we were supposed to be crucified, but Jesus has paid a price for you. You know, this is a prophetic for many people. I believe that so many things that you have planned, that you have desired, that you have praying for a very long time, and it didn't happen. I'm here to tell you, don't give up. This is a season where broken dreams are going to resurrect. Yeah, I believe that. Broken dreams are going to resurrect. You wanted to start something. You wanted to start a business. But every time you try to start, there will be something or the other. You have been preparing for your marriage. Something or the other. So another handsome guy will come and you are in a confusion now. That guy had 4 packs. He has 6 packs. But they don't realize that was a fake pack. You know that is also possible. All the singles are just staring at me. But this is a season that you will see many things. Enemy tried to bring sequence of attacks where he tried to make you feel so distracted and away from it. But the resurrection power of Jesus is going to raise certain things. It's going to bring back certain broken dreams. It's going to bring back certain people together where God has already ordained to be together. So be bold this season. Know that the Spirit of God is within you. You with me? I want each one of us to read this with me. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 55 to 58. Ready to read it together? O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? For sin is the sting that results in death, and the law gives sin its power. But thank God, He gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. Can we read that again? O death, where is your sting? For sin is the sting that results in death, and the law gives sin its power. But thank God, He gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Be strong and immovable. Be strong and be immovable. Turn to your neighbor and say, be strong and be immovable. Be strong. In the season, be strong and be immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord. For you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Because nothing that you do for the Lord is not going to be useless. Anything that you do for His kingdom is not useless. Today I'm here to call people who are in hiding. You feel that you are being put to shame. You feel that you are shattered and broken and hurt. This is not a season for you to hide. This is a season for you to be bold. This is a season that you need to be immovable. Enemy may try to take you out. Or you say, Nahi Baba. Last time you tried and I failed, but this time I will not. Last time, just because of one argument, I came to a place of thinking about divorce. But this time, I'll go and give a tight hug to my wife. For only husbands and wife understand. You know, sometimes it can be so easy to solve. They're only both face will. But this time, God will give you a heart that is, it's okay, Baba. I see people clapping. Few people are not clapping. Pastor, you don't know my wife is different. Pastor, you don't know my husband. Oh my God. It's like a bomb in Hiroshima, Nagasaki. It destroys. But God is going to give you more patience. God is going to take away that part of irritation, you know. It's. Because we don't want enemy to come and spoil our families. Because we don't want enemy to take what is given by God to us. So be bold. Can we read the scripture again together? For sin is the thing that results in death. And the law gives sin its power. But thank God, He gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Be really strong and immovable. You know, you should be strong that nobody can come and know. They should think ten times to take a fight with you. You may look a thin guy outside, but your spirit man is strong. People may try to take you out of your office, of what God has blessed you with, but now you just know that, hey, now you cannot. You saw that how God was blessing you with money, with finances, and you see you're receiving it and you don't know where it is going. This season, no. This season you will find it. The Spirit of God will show you where it is coming from, what is its root, how is it going, and you will say, ah, now no, this is my territory, you don't have any space. I'm here to call those people, those Gideons who are hiding. Those Gideons you are hiding. Know that you are a mighty man, know that you are a mighty woman. Where you will go with His strength, where you will know that what you carry, where you know that you carry the power of Jesus who is resurrected.
Thank you for joining us this day to worship and to hear the voice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May you continue to flourish in all your endeavors as you work closely with Him. Have a great week and Shalom.